Thomas Mauldin, Thomas T-H-O-M-A-S, Mauldin, M-A-U-L-D-E-N. Date of birth is February 24th, 1971. This is for date of service, 1-11-2024. Mr. Mauldin is a 52-year-old male who is here today for initial consultation regarding his hypothyroidism management. He was diagnosed with hypothyroidism about 2 months ago. He also has a history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity, carcinoma of the larynx in 2016. Sleep apnea. For his carcinoma of the larynx, he had radiation therapy, which probably caused an underactive thyroid. His TSH is 4.68, free T4 is 0.9, and free T3 is 3.5. Notably, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done recently, and he was noted to have a large right thyroid nodule measuring 5.3 by 4.4 by 3.2 centimeters. He denies any compressive symptoms at the thyroid. He reports occasional fatigue and occasional palpitations. The patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on 8/31/23. Plan number one, for his multinodular goiter, the patient had a thyroid ultrasound done on 8/31/23, indicating a dominant nodule on the right measuring 5.3 by 4.4 by 3.2 centimeters. My recommendation at this time is to have the patient have a surgery consultation with Dr. Clayman at the Thyroid Clayman Center. The patient has a large dominant nodule on the right, and due to his history of carcinoma of the larynx and the large size of this thyroid nodule, I believe surgical excision would be the best approach for this patient. Next number, for his hypothyroidism, his TSH is elevated at 4.68, free T4 is 0.9, and free T3 is 3.5. Recommend starting levothyroxine 50 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to his return. Next number, for his hyperlipidemia, he is on atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily. Next number, for his atenolol, I'm sorry, for his hypertension, he is on atenolol 100 milligrams daily, and at triamterene hydrochlorothiazide 37.5/25 milligrams once daily. Thank you for allowing me to participate in his management.